right, we are here. What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio, ladies and gentlemen. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed, and we're ready to chop up some good game. Today's show is brought to you by AshKicking.com. If you want to get your lotion game together, if you got rusty ass elbows and knees, you need to go to AshKicking.com. Let me spell that. AshKicking.com to get your lotion game in order. And today's show is also brought to you by HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen, where you can check out all the great Hidden Colors series, Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, ladies and gentlemen. And I have my lovely, lovely female co-host here. Before I introduce them, let me put on something a little more Mac-ish, something real fly for the ladies. We have right over here, we have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
I'm parched.
I was supposed to get y'all some damn water.
I know,
I'm going
right?
to get it, too.
No, that's good. No, I'm good. I'm good. It's hot, though.
It is hot. You hot. You got your shades
that's
and your,
the
your,
shades
your
and the
scarf on.
My hair looks a mess. I look crazy, so I'm doing the shades and the scarf today.
Talk in the mic, sweetie. Talk
oh,
in the
yeah.
mic.
I'm doing the shades and the scarf today because I look a mess. It's hot.
No, you don't. You look
yes,
wonderful.
Thank you.
And we have Miss Bree over here. How are you, Bree?
I'm back.
Yes. Bree came straight from the airport. Bree got a suitcase and some
straight
skates.
They put me on blast for yeah. Straight from LAX.
Yes.
I'm back.
So how was Chicago, Bree?
Chicago was nothing short of amazing.
What'd you do out there?
I ate and ate some more and ate a little bit more. Y'all, I had jerk chicken, gyros,
so
Italian
jealous.
Fiesta, pizza, so Docs, Harold's. The list goes, I had Tauruses. It goes on and on.
Man.
I'm almost guaranteed I gained 14 pounds.
Oh
man.
God.
So we're going to have
you
to get this workout
same,
shit
girl.
Popping. No.
Girl,
if I stand up, it's going to be a different story.
You look this
Y'all don't judge me. I had to get my fat girl on.
Man. What'd you do for the vacation, Miss Layla?
I did do a little photo shoot.
Oh,
okay.
A little photo
shoot. Oh, yeah,
shoot.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's a, my friend's clothing store. It's in Englewood called Shop 1323.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to them. So I did a little photo shoot for her clothing line. So I got some amazing photos and promote her clothing line. So it was really cool.
Oh, that's cool in the game. Cool.
Check my IG, boo.
Oh, okay.
It was cool. It was fun.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Let's see. A lot of folks are just waiting to call up to see how everybody's doing. Let me see what's
on. I know
on
people
this.
Thought we were gone.
They thought we were gone forever. Now we're back. We're here. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Oh, don't start with the janky phone line.
We hear you.
We're back. Let's not go with the janky phone line. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the number. And we'll wait on y'all to call. Hopefully the phone lines are not acting janky like they usually do. But let's see what's happening out here in the entertainment news. Layla, what's going on in these streets?
You know what I want to talk about first?
Yes.
I want to talk about, did you guys see that show, The Hollywood Medium? Do you guys ever watch that?
No. Mm-hmm. You watch it, Bree?
You watch that? Mm-hmm. So
with the white boy,
it's
right?
A little white guy. He's mm-hmm. a medium. He talks to spirits, and he gets celebrities on there.
Hilarious.
And they
celebrities.
Okay, it's all funny. Celebrities, so it's really funny. So he had an interview with Lil' Kim.
Oh, damn.
And he says, I see a guy, you know, that's in there. He died young, and he died too soon, and he was into music. And she was like, oh, my God, I know who that is.
Oh, please.
No, but then, but this is the kicker, though.
Hilarious.
This is the kicker. The kicker is he told Lil' Kim, "This whoever this guy is, it's your soulmate."
Oh, God. Did she fall for that bullshit?
Of course she did.
Yes.
No, but you know what? He's usually right dead on. Like, if you watch
past
episodes.
But y'all have to understand, what these people do, they learn stuff about folks. And they make real educated guesses. They really guess stuff. They're like, look, hold on. There's a spirit.
You are so irritating.
In this envelope.
Don't knock his talent.
Wait. Something about the government. My food stamps. You're real. You are real. You know, they know.
Oh, my God.
So these people, this is a hustle.
So you think, I think he of course knew who Biggie was. So
of
that,
course,
that wasn't
did
easy.
He?
No, but he always said like he don't know. Like when
he
know.
Does.
That, he's like, oh my God, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah,
please. Yeah. Little kid coming in with a big entourage. I see music.
Like he don't look like he know though, Tariq. Like if you see him, I don't think he knows.
So comfort.
What channel does this come on?
I want to say E, right?
E or is it TLC or some TL, shit?
It's either E or TLC, one of those little cable channels. Man, but yeah, you gotta watch it.
I gotta peep that. That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
But she was excited though. She was like, "Oh, I wonder how Faith feels about that because you know he's married to her."
I swear,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I
don't know, like, yeah. Man,
that was a little weird because Lil Kim was a mistress, kind of.
Yes, she was. Right? Not kind of. She was. She was the side.
She was a loud side, but she was the side.
Yes, she was. Not like I love Lil Kim.
A loud side.
Hey, you know they be loud sometimes, and then just don't give a damn.
Oh my god,
man. So Bree, what else is happening out here?
So let's piggyback off of side chicks.
Oh shit. Already know
you. Uh oh.
Miss Eneko Hart.
I already knew it.
She gave this what was it, his birthday or their anniversary? I don't know.
It's
something.
Anniversary.
Yeah, but she gave this long speech on her Instagram about how, you know, we've been down from this and then start putting dates in it. Like, yeah, we've been kicking it for this
now. Who is she?
Eneko is his wife.
His new wife.
Wait. Who y'all talking about?
Kevin Hart.
Okay, there we go.
Eneko Hart, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There we go.
So, yes, they anniversary came and she did this long speech about them being so in love and how she'd been down since this date and that date. And then it was like, wait a minute. And wait, his ex-wife wasn't even the person to say it. Like, it was the followers that were like, hold on. If I can add correctly, that means that if you minus the one and subtract the two and add a three, your ass was the side chick.
Right. Damn.
And yeah. She was like, no, I wasn't. You know, I wasn't the side. So it made Tori.
Yeah.
It made her respond and be like, dude, yes, you were. You know what I'm saying? Like, numbers lie. Men don't lie. Women lie. You know, numbers don't lie.
Man.
So Eneko. That's her name, Eneko?
Eneko, yeah.
Eneko.
It's like a weird name. All wrong.
But she came back like, yeah, but you knew what it was.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, oh, damn. Damn.
So it's
damn.
Like, damn. So you a loud side chick too?
Oh,
so
damn. Damn.
She came back like, yeah, you knew what was up. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut up. We already had this conversation. And then to the public, it looks like they do have a good co-parenting situation.
Yeah.
Even like when they got married, like Tori was there taking pictures with them and everything. Like they took a family photo. So it seemed to be all good. But you can't go dropping dates because I think she just made Tori look pretty
crazy.
Stupid. Yeah. And she wasn't having it.
Yeah,
damn.
They got divorced six years ago, and she's like, we've been together since for eight years.
Yeah, since like 2009 or something. 2008 or 2009, she said.
Damn.
Yeah, so Tori tried to check her and was like, look, boo, I normally, you know, we have a good co-parenting situation, but let's just get facts straight.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. She had to
men
call
lie,
her out.
Women lie.
And
numbers
she was
don't lie.
Quiet after that.
Yeah, oh, she damn. Shut up.
Okay.
That's funny, man.
And somebody went and dug up their throwbacks.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. From 2009, and she's sitting there with Kevin, and it's like, damn, well.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I have a thing about that,
side
though.
Side chicks is bold as hell now.
Yeah. The side, because you got, like, Love and Hip Hop. You got all these shows with a lot of the side chicks on here kind of propping them up now.
Winning.
Yeah.
It's so.
But that's what I think, though. Don't you guys think, like, I don't want to be a side chick because then why wouldn't he? What makes you so damn special that he's not going to do that to you with somebody else? That's how I be feeling.
Because that's what everybody's.
Why are you so special? Why your coochie so gold?
I think she asked that, like, what did I do to deserve this? Or Kevin said that, like, what did I do to deserve a woman like her, this woman with this heart of gold? And everybody's like, it's your money, motherfucker. Like, what did you think?
Right.
Like, if you didn't have that money, you would have never been in the situation to meet her.
Right.
Man.
Right. No,
and that's unfortunate. Yeah, she wouldn't even look at him twice.
Man, hilarious. But shout out to Kevin.
I still like him.
I like Kevin, and I like them.
I do like them.
When is her baby due?
Any day.
Yeah.
She's a cute prego, though.
Yeah.
Man, she's going to have that weight off. And like,
yeah.
She's,
yeah, that's going to drop.
Yeah, no. She's one of them girls who look real cute when they're pregnant. Yeah. Some motherfuckers don't hold them pregnancies right.
Nah,
like
nah,
Serena Williams' ass. Let's tell the fucking truth.
Oh, my God.
I love Serena Williams. But, nigga, right. Serena Williams look like James Brown walking around with that damn baby bump,
what
nigga.
Did she look like James Brown before she got pregnant?
I love Serena Williams.
I do
before,
too.
No, that
y'all are me. I think Serena's so pretty. I love her.
I
face.
Love Serena.
Her
I love, but she don't hold that pregnancy. Some people just don't hold them pregnancies well.
Well, yeah. Some people like let themselves go and just go for the gusto. But that's the time you get to do it. So
right,
why not?
Right.
And she knows she gonna get back in shape.
Oh yeah.
She's
do your thing.
Yeah. Do that thing. Wow. I feel good.
Damn, James Brown.
Did you drop a wow on her?
Dude, I love Serena, that's but so we got to tell the truth. Because people are like, oh, you look so, you're glowing. And I'm like, okay.
But it is a certain glow that pregnant women have.
Okay. Okay. What kind of glow is that?
The whole glow. No,
that's a pretty.
Man.
Angelic glow.
Like the Incredible Hulk glow? What kind of glow is that? Shit.
My pregnancy was not fun, though.
Oh, well, you're a cute pregnant girl.
I got pictures. I was fine. I was a sexy prego.
I was going to say you this big.
I didn't gain no, I was just like a nigga. I didn't gain no weight, just my stomach. I couldn't because I couldn't eat a lot.
Did your nose get big?
At the end.
Yeah.
At the end, like the ninth month.
Yeah.
It kicked in. Yeah, it did.
Well, my wife, on the ninth month, I look over and I'm in bed with fucking KRS-One. Oh, your nose. Oh, your nose. Ooh. Shout out to KRS-One. Here's my nigga. But.
No, mine looked like that too at the ninth month it did.
Did he say he was in the bed with KRS-One? Tariq's wife.
Man.
I do not support that statement.
I don't support that, girl.
KRS-One is my nigga, by the way. Shout out to KRS-One. No shot on KRS, by the way. I got to clean it up now.
Clean it up for your wife.
I know, shit, I know.
You try to clean it up with KRS?
I know, but she knows. She's like, my nose is big as fuck. With this baby get up out of me. So she already knows.
Oh my God.
Man, now let's try the phone lines again, man. Let's see if we're working this time. We should be working. Hello. Hello. Ah, the phone line is janky still.
I just heard some traffic.
I did.
That was the music.
Oh.
That was the music there. But let's try it again, family. Y'all try to call back. 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. That is the number for Ism Radio. Hopefully we can get this thing working right. I'm going to have to try some new phone line things so we don't have this problem. Yeah, hello, who's calling?
Hey, Brother Tariq. This is George from Chicago.
George from Chicago. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad to finally reach you, man. I've been trying to reach you for a while. I'm a journalist here in Chicago, and I just wanted to let the people know, you know, I've been following and tracking a lot of what's been going on with the alt-right and all these people out here, and you are the reason why these people are going out of business. Like, if you notice recently, like, Rebel Media, which, you know, Gavin McInnes and Faith Goldie and these people were on.
Yeah.
First, they fired Faith Goldie because she gave Stormfront an interview. So they fired her, but they just went out of business. They lost their DNS and all that stuff.
Oh, good.
Gavin McInnes, the last few weeks, has been doing comedy sketches and talking that racial shit ever since you started talking about him.
Yeah.
He got off that bandwagon. There's that girl, that blonde chick, Lauren Southern.
Yeah.
She's another one. She just got outed out of there. She's just off the air. She got pulled off all her social media. So I'm like, you are the reason why. Because I've been following you. I've been following what's going on. And it's you're the one who brought it to light. Because they all came after you.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said something and brought what they were and the fuckery they were up to, all this shit is blowing up. And I just want to say congratulations, man. I'm behind you all the way, and it's like, I'm glad these people are just out the box now. Yes, they're all out the box.
Yes, indeed, man. Much respect, brother. But yeah, all those racist groups, I've been getting in their ass because they've been coming at me heavy, and I've been exposing them and doing articles about them and doing shows. That's why they were attacking all of my channels, because I was exposing all their ass, and now all of them are getting wiped off the web.
They need to be.
Which is, that's how it's supposed to be.
They're losing jobs, losing positions.
Exactly, exactly. Let me see who else is on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling, ready to chop it up. What's up? Who's calling? Oh.
What's going on, Tariq?
What's up, brother? Who's this?
Hello?
Yo, who's this?
Yo, it's Jess from St. Louis.
What's going on out there, brother?
A little bit of everything. Just call you, don't say you pops, man. You doing your thing.
No doubt. What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, you know, let this thing don't sit back, take it back, watch it the last stream, that's all.
All right, but thanks for the call, brother. Y'all don't call up like you calling your cousin and shit. Y'all calling up don't want nothing.
No, but here's the thing. People, like, really fuck with you, like, the long way. People, when I meet people, they be like, man, you know, Tariq taught me this, he taught me that. That's my mentor. I look up to him.
Yeah.
So people do have that connection with you.
Oh, yeah, man. I treat them like family. And that's why people call up, and it's like they're calling up a relative.
Yeah. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
What you eat today? I'm like, what? All right.
You should Instagram story more.
I need to. I really do.
Because people want to know, like, I don't really, even if you're not doing much, people just want to know what you're eating, what you're doing. I don't know why. Like, this McDonald's burger. Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
Layla be on Instagram and everything. I'm at the nail shop.
People be wanting to know. Okay?
They do. You know, for women, I can understand because we want to see what y'all do. You know, yeah. We want to see y'all in your little panties, and it's a little perverted with the dudes. We want to see like a bra strap or some shit. So we're looking for something to slip.
Are you setting a thirst trap, women? Are we setting a thirst trap when we post pictures in our panties and our bras?
Oh yeah. Even everything you do, niggas, dudes. Oh, you got called out
for a thirst trap.
Oh, what
I
happened?
Always get thirst trap called out. Always.
What happened?
My friend was like, I don't know if you noticed the picture I took down. I had a picture with a fur jacket on, and I didn't have a shirt underneath.
Yeah.
And my friend called me out and was like, that was a little thirsty. And I was like, dang. I mean, I was like, I was just modeling clothes. And he was like, but nah, it seemed a little thirsty. So I took it down. He said, I was like,
yeah, people do that to me all the time.
Like, oh, when they do, they be like, oh, yeah. you thirsty.
Because I dance. Like, I grew up dancing, not stripping.
Yeah, damn, hip hop.
Yeah. So, like, when I record myself dancing, I can only do it from certain angles. And when I put up a video, every ex. Every potential man,
take that shit down. You out here thirst trapping. You better than these old moral niggas.
Yeah,
you better than that.
Yeah. That's what he was saying. He was like, I know girls that have to do that, but you don't have to. I was like, okay.
Oh, I want to do this. Mind your damn business.
I want it.
The photo shoot we did, people love the damn picture. The picture we posted of the photo shoot
did. Man, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
I want to see more. A lot of folks,
they're like, y'all need to make that a poster and sell it.
We do. Let's do it.
And I noticed when we're taking the pictures, there are no real pictures of Layla, her body. Because Layla had on some nice, cute little fucking shorts. I'm like, hey, we need to take a picture of that. Get the shorts, you know.
Yeah, because the got video all
of,
you got.
Yeah, we got all of Bree's sexiness. But I'm like, how come we...
You know
I
why,
found out.
Why?
I found out later it was her brothers taking the fucking picture. She didn't tell me it was her brothers. I'm like, why did these niggas take pictures of this outfit? Okay, these niggas got her looking like Mother Teresa in the pictures.
They was hating on her, y'all. Yeah. I was saying stuff while I was there, like, why they treat my friend like this?
And then my brothers was the photographer, so they wasn't really trying to expose their sister. It was like, you high.
Layla had so on the Daisy dudes with the legs popping. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna take a picture of that. These niggas got all these shots all up here and shit. What the hell is
y'all, this? Y'all, Layla is slugging. Y'all don't even know. She's slugging. She's carrying the wagon.
Yes, she is.
We're going to figure it out one day. Once we start the workout video.
The workout video. We got to get some ideas for that. That's going
to
be fun.
Yes, yes. That's we're trying to.
Slug City.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all silly.
Man, let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Yo, who's calling?
Nobody.
No fucking around. Now, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, my God. Okay, so in Virginia, somebody's calling me. I'm trying to get my news now, boy. Let me.
You know I hate when that happens. You're trying to do something and then a phone call coming. I was calling the Social Security office to get my son's Social Security card because we lost it and we couldn't do taxes and all that. Wow. So I had to have them call me back because it takes like forever to hold and all
hour.
That. So it took an hour for them to call me. They're like, it's Mr. Nasheed. Press 1 if you want to speak to the person. Then all of a sudden, an Amber Alert pops.
Yeah, that shit.
Have you seen an 85 Corolla with a Mexican kid in it? Like, fuck, I don't see no shit like this. then it canceled my call. I'm like, fuck, I got to call the Social Security call.
I hate
that. Oh, man, but go ahead.
That's terrible. I was trying to look at my news, somebody calling.
Yeah, what you doing is a dick pic pop up. Remember this from last night, Layla? You want some more of this?
I'm so stupid.
I've been drinking pineapple juice. I want you to taste something.
Oh, no. Go to hell. Go to hell. I hate for a dude to tell me they've been drinking pineapple juice. I don't give a
damn.
That's
what we do.
What's that way? Okay. What's up?
Okay, so you know they've been knocking down the Confederate monuments all over the joint, right?
Yes.
So especially in Virginia, they actually have a... Oh, what is this? Okay, they actually have a petition that they're doing to get a new monument up.
Oh, damn.
And guess who they want on the monument?
Who?
Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that. Yeah, what was the deal with that? So they want to make a monument of Missy Elliott?
Missy Elliott.
That's random as shit.
That's random as fuck.
Wait, look,
how you gonna carve a finger wave in stone?
I was so not expecting you to say Missy Elliott. Like,
let me tell you why.
The sculptor's going to be carving them finger waves. Shit. I need overtime. How many finger waves this bitch got?
They
got
to be laid right. Fuck the shit.
I know. You got to lay them shits down. A Missy Elliott statue? Is it? Wow.
That was random.
Let me tell you why. This is kind of corny, but it says, together we can put white supremacy, flip it, and reverse it. You know that song she had, Flip It and Reverse?
Oh, God.
It's pretty corny,
corny
of why.
Corny shit.
They need...
But
they need,
Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott. I'd rather them put them words up there. Like, carve out those words than Missy Elliott. No, I
no,
love you, Missy Elliott.
I love Missy Elliott. No,
it just don't make no fucking sense.
You mean, we got Martin Luther King, Booker T. Washington, Malcolm X, Missy fucking Elliott, okay? Who thought that's some white supremacists thought of that
shit? No, they only need 100,000 signatures. So far, they got 16,000. And once they get the 100,000, they're going to take it to the mayor and present it to him. And it
that's
could go through.
That's so freaking random.
Crazy, right?
Well, big ups to Missy.
Because she's from that area. So
she's
from
Virginia,
that's
yeah.
What, but you, there's some other significant people from Virginia that you can put.
For real. Yeah, for real. So, no, I'm just joking.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy, though? That's pretty interesting.
And look.
Shout out to Missy.
Shout out to Missy.
Missy.
We're not shitting on you, Missy.
No,
I love Missy.
That's just random as hell.
But, yeah.
It's just random.
You know, don't let these people change the narrative.
Right.
We need to put some real, real significant things up there. And these Confederate marches, the whole thing is not really about the statues. They need to start changing the policies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because they'll take the statues down and still be locking brothers up in mass numbers. So we need to change policies. Damn
it's
the statues.
Just the quiet.
Exactly. To keep you pacified. Mm-hmm. What's up? Who's calling?
I'm still laughing.
What's up? This is Ron from Chicago.
Ron from Chicago.
What's
brother,
up,
how
Ron?
Are you?
I'm good. And you?
I am good. What's on your mind, brother?
Okay, I got a serious little situation now.
Talk to me.
I was messing with this girl. Okay, I was messing with this girl, right? So she came over. This was like it started in 2014, and I ended up taking her virginity that summer. We didn't get together right away. Later on in the summer, like around July, August, we ended up getting official. We've been talking from then up until now. Recently, we had a huge argument because I did something wrong. I called her a bad name.
Okay.
So we got into a huge argument. Now, the other day she came, but we got back together. We, you know, we got past the situation, working it out, right? So the other day, she goes through my Facebook over there. She had my Facebook, and she saw that, you know, I had asked this girl out to go for, you know, to go for some drinks or something, but we weren't together at that time. And we agreed to take it slow now. And I told her that, you know, I was going to be talking to other people. I asked her, was she talking to other people? She said no. She was only Snapchatting a few people or whatever, right?
Okay.
Okay. So then, now I did the wrong thing. I'm not going to lie. It was weak. But she fell asleep, and I went through her phone. And when I went through her phone, I saw that she was texting. She said she wasn't talking to other dudes. She was texting three other dudes.
Damn.
And I went, and of course, right. And then I went through her, I know where the real shit going to be at. It's going to be in her best friend messages. I went through her best friend messages, and she typed this dude this super long paragraph. Come to find out that at the same time that I took her virginity, she slept with this dude. Like, I guess she slept with him, like, right after me or whatever, like, within the same period or whatever. And I'm kind of in a bad situation. I don't know, because I really fuck with the girl, but I also ain't no saint either. So I don't
that
really
bitch
know
had a circle of dicks.
Her Isambot said that bitch had a circle of dicks. She was juggling dicks, nigga. Don't let nobody, let me tell y'all something, man. Don't let a motherfucker think just because you done took their virginity that they gonna be around, nigga. Sometimes women are like vampires, you know. You get your first taste, you gonna have to go out in the streets and get a whole bunch of bites.
That's real, that's real.
You dig? And sounds like, you know, while you were doing your thing, she was kind of doing her thing because y'all both young. How old are you, by the way?
We both just turned 25. Her birthday on the 11th, mine's on the 27th.
And how long have y'all been dealing with each other?
2014.
So 2014.
But it'll be like
3 years, right?
Yeah, 3 years now.
So she was a virgin at 21?
Yeah, 21, 22.
Yeah, she's trying to catch
her. Now, the thing is, if a chick is a virgin into her 20s, the minute they get a hankering of some dick, nigga, when they get a damn dick, it's all, they gonna go loco.
Not all of
them. They gonna go wild. At 21, when they start getting dick at 21, and that's the first time, they gonna start, it's like trying crack. They're gonna be, they're gonna be smoking your dick, so she's gonna be catching up. No telling what that woman has done. She's probably done suck dick, ate pussy. She's doing all types of stuff, dude. And, you know, she's playing catch up. And luckily, y'all don't have no kids. Nobody got pregnant yet, did they?
No, that's the crazy part of it. Like, a couple of weeks ago, she said, like, she had missed her period for a month, but we took the test and she was all good.
Okay, okay, that's good. As long as y'all ain't got no kids in the mix. What? Right now, y'all should just be on some casual shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of need to explore what y'all want to do. Because y'all going into two different directions. This woman, you know, she kind of has to find herself. You still kind of in your player stage. So you need to get that out your system. So I don't think you should be in a serious situation at the moment.
Yeah, and that's the real part about it. Because right now she's like, well, you know, that situation happened. I only slept with that other boy, and I ain't no saint. That's the hard part about it. I don't want to be a hypocrite, because I'm gonna be honest. During our time, like being on a break or whatever, I didn't slay about six other bitches to keep it 100.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And trust me, she done slayed about six other dicks. All right, women, they act like they don't. They'll count that one nigga. They'll count the nigga that they got caught talking to. It was just one dude. It was just him. Oh, please. That's the only nigga you caught. There's a whole bunch of other niggas out there that she didn't slip with, that she deleted the messages from. That nigga message just didn't get deleted, and you caught that one. There's some more dicks out there she just ain't telling you about. So I would say y'all need to just be on some casual shit. Don't be too serious. Don't, you know, you're doing your thing, so you can't beat up on her too much verbally about, hey, you not loyal. You ain't loyal. None of us are loyal. We ain't really in this thing on a serious note. Let's just have fun. Let's not put too much stock into it and be cool. Because I don't like people, we get into situations and people are not on the same page, and automatically we think we're supposed to have bad blood. No. No, if I see you, we smash it out. That's cool in the gang. Let's not give each other no bullshit ass promises. So step to her on that level, on some player shit like that. And don't get mad if she gets, you know, because niggas be, what y'all want? Y'all want to have the chick just sitting there while you smashing all the other broads, and y'all don't really want to commit, and you don't want her to commit to no other nigga.
That's not true. I really want to settle down with it, though, to be honest. Like, it's just that we both young, so, you know, this shit be hard. Like,
well, you gotta be kind of straight up. You want to settle down with it, but the thing is, you still, you know, you in that player stage. You in that player stage heavy. Y'all, it's only been a couple of years, and you in that player stage heavy. Yeah. And you've been smashing, you know, since day one when you with this chick. You've been smashing other broad. So, again, you in that player stage right now. So you want to get that out of your system now, because you don't want to be the old middle-aged player. You don't want to be that nigga up in the club in some damn Michael Jordan jeans and a damn plaid coat buying bottle service and shit. You don't want to do that. Don't be that nigga.
I got both of the foot already.
My man, but you're going to be good, man. Thank you for the call. Man. Yeah, he just got to get that player stage. A lot of folks don't know how Michael Jordan is the worst dressed motherfucker.
He sure is.
That nigga, you from Chicago, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Michael Jordan
is he's on a different level.
He on another level.
Yes.
Why can't he dress?
That nigga dressed like a tall Puerto Rican.
Fucking jeans so big you can park a Buick in his pockets. Like,
why?
He wear the biggest jeans in America.
Maybe like, he got nigga. Working with something, man. He can't. He don't want it.
Layla, don't get him that much credit.
I'm trying to help you, Mike.
He the goat, but don't give him that much credit.
Yeah, that nigga's the worst at dressing outside of the court, man. God damn.
To me, all athletes dress terrible.
They do be just.
Some of them be stylish.
But just, I don't know why they don't have style. What's up with it? Like,
they
like,
they don't wear shit but sweats and
things. That's true.
And Michael Jordan, I think he's like, I got $500 million.
He don't care, right?
I'm about to put on some jeans with patches in the front of these bitches.
He the black Bill Gates and shit.
Yeah,
like, yeah. He don't give a damn.
Sometimes when you get a lot of money, you stop like, giving a fuck sometimes.
He's like, fuck y'all.
Yeah. Man. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, man. So y'all know Justin Bieber went over to the Holy Side.
Yes. Oh, Lord,
Y'all know I hate fucking.
I know.
Justin
I was
Bieber,
just about to say. Right? I know you hate him. You know but I hate him. You know but, he but, went over to the holy side, right?
Yes.
Do you know why he went over to the? Have you seen why?
Oh, why did this fool do it?
What so his pastor is a he looks like he's a young hip. He's a white guy, though. He's a, you know, he's look young and hip, and he probably got that type of ministry or whatever. But they have been extremely touchy. Very, very touchy.
Yeah, they were.
So there's a video of them on vacation in a pool, and Justin, like, has his hands on his neck and, like, all in his face, like he's telling him something, but it looks
Real moist.
Way more intimate.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, pictures of them getting coffee, and the pastor is, like, holding his waist.
Oh,
why are you holding a grown man waist?
Yeah. There's some real
maybe
moist pedophile.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I'm like, dude, did he get caught up?
Something is crazy. But what's interesting is that I heard that this church was telling Justin Bieber to kind of stay away from Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
You heard about that?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know the people at TMZ was talking about that. And I always wondered why Floyd Mayweather would walk out with Justin Bieber at the fights. Because I'm like, Justin Bieber, don't give him no kind of street cred. I hate Justin Bieber.
What?
And now it seems like Justin is kind of like, hey, I got to stay away from Floyd because of the bad influence and the strippers and that type of shit.
And so, he unfollowed Floyd on Instagram and Floyd like went crazy.
That's
but
what
I'm
they
like,
say, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because TMZ, they be saying
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly went crazy because he got things to worry about because he had a fight coming up.
Yes.
But allegedly he's mad because he unfollowed
maybe he gave him some guidance or whatever. Maybe he had a liking for him. Like, I don't know.
And plus, but he gave. But when Justin Bieber was going through all that bullshit, especially with the racial shit that he used to say, Floyd was backing his ass up, which he should not have. I always felt, hey man, we got to stop propping these fuckers up when they trip up on their own bullshit. Let them fall, man. We ain't got to be there to save them. Fuck Justin. I can't stand Justin Bieber. Y'all don't know how much I don't like this little douchebag.
I think at some point, is it like a social thing, like as far as class, where they are socially and economically that shit, the color thing kind of like it's non-existent anymore? Like, is that what
you think with black people or
with black entertainers? Like, once black people acquire so much money or so much success or wealth, all of a sudden, you know, because like Beyonce and Jay-Z are best friends with Gwyneth Paltrow, and no one has an issue with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the color lines start bleeding.
Well, you know, because Jay-Z knows. Jay-Z, because he was doing an interview recently, so he knows. He knows about, you know.
Yeah, he does. He's very aware.
He's very aware. People like Dick Gregory, they knew. And shout out, he just passed, our brother who just passed. But we know, you know, people in financial situations, we know. Bill Cosby's ass know.
He know now.
You're going to learn the hard way. You can lie to yourself, but you're going to learn one way or another. And the thing is, we just kind of have this whole thing where we're forgiving. You know, I got my shit. So, you know, let's kumbaya. And we kind of have that thing. And I'm like, I don't give a damn how much money you get. Let these motherfuckers, if they are on some bullshit, don't save them.
So am I wrong for want to be forgiving?
I'm kind
of
like that too.
No, we got to stop forgiving each other. See, the thing is, we forgive all these other groups for doing little slick shit. And we're real big on forgiving them, but we hold grudges with other black folks forever.
So true.
Yeah, that's true.
That is so true.
Yes, let's forgive other black folks, except the coons. We don't forgive coons. Let them fall right with the white supremacists. Shit.
That's a lot of them. A
lot of them out here. Let's see who's on this phone. I'm hungry than a motherfucker.
I am too. You treat us to lunch.
Man.
Shit.
Damn, my weather's a corn dog PlayStation though. Shit. I share that. You and her take one bite. What's up, man? Who's calling?
I'm for a corn dog. Fuck that.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Yeah, man. It's Reg from Aberdeen, Maryland.
Hey, brother. How are you, Reg?
I'm good. You know, I've been trying to call forever, man. I'm so glad I got through today, G.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you got through, man. You know, the phone line's a little janky sometimes, but we're here. What's up? What's on your mind?
Yeah. I don't even want to waste your time, G. I just wanted to tell you, man, like, I appreciate everything you do, everything you have done. Man, I'm still waiting on, I just ordered a whole gang of your books, so I'm waiting on them bitches to come in the mail right now,
man.
That's
what's up. Hey, that's what's up. They're coming.
Man, and from hitting, I love all of that, man. Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4. You wouldn't even believe how many people don't even understand. You know what I'm saying? They don't even get the game, you know?
Yeah, real talk. Man,
I just want to say I'm sorry. I just want to say hi, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hey. Sheree,
I appreciate you.
Much
you a wonderful brother, man. Much love, much respect to you, G.
Thank you so much, sir. But yeah, you know what? I was at the Apple store the other day. It was a Mexican dude. Hey, man, I got your books. And it's funny that all of these other different groups of people will soak up the game. And I was at the gym one time. Asian dudes like, hey, man, I got your books. Love your books. And it's very interesting to see other people soak up the game and who are outside of the Hidden Colors crowd. It's very interesting.
Because it's real talk. We've been lied to for years.
Yeah.
And you drop so much truth and so much knowledge
yeah.
that you can't even deny the shit.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Just lie after lie after lie. And started as a kid, like, just being lied to. Yeah. That shit is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's some heavy
shit. The lengths they go to
yeah.
to keep you down.
And the new movie, 1804, we're looking at releasing that in October now. We're moving the data. We're going to release it in November. But we're looking at October. That's a real big month for movies. So we're getting that together. Now I'm going to keep people posted on that. We're looking at mid-October nationwide release in theaters. And we're going to keep everybody posted on that. But this movie, 1804, is a monster, man. You guys are really, really, really going
to
enjoy
I
that.
Can't
yes, y'all, are y'all
going
to come
to
the premiere?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm
dressing
up. We yeah. getting some dresses.
I'm dressing
and everything.
Up. I have no clothes on, y'all.
I hope
so y'all
you
come
have
out.
A black carpet.
No, I'm just joking.
Yes.
It's wear a bikini.
Oh.
Yes, yes, y'all. Come see Layla in her bikini. Trust me, it's worth it.
Yes, yes. We're trying to come up with an idea to do a workout video with Layla. Layla's the workout girl. She's all
I'm
gonna
do
cut.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
And we're thinking about like doing like with her and Crispy.
I want to do it. I told Tariq I want to do. What do y'all think?
What do y'all got to give us some ideas on what we can do for a workout video with Miss Layla and Bree's gonna be in it too.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the one struggling. I work out regularly, but I can just imagine working out with this buff ass.
I know.
Get down, get up.
We could do it in different settings. We could do hiking. We could switch it up. We
I'm
could
really
do.
Gonna die.
Look, Tariq huffing and puffing already.
Yeah, I'm like, shit.
Hike too. I'm really gonna die. I love to hike, but I'm still gonna die. I already know.
Man, but yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're going to do it.
That's and, gonna be dope.
Yes,
I can't wait.
And I'm pretty much done with the film, so I'm free to do a whole bunch of other
shit.
Oh yeah,
it's now. Gonna go down now.
Yes, yes. I'm down. Done. I'm the film. While we're doing, we got to do like color correction, just little bitty technical shit. But all my part that I have to do is done. So now I want to start focusing on doing like the reality show, the other film,
too.
Just a whole bunch of other stuff that we got to do with the ISM cast.
Let's
coming
do
for
it.
Y'all here.
We
boy.
Ready. We ready.
Coming for y'all here.
2018.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up? Who's calling?
It's your boy, Chris Smith Jr., everybody. I'm coming to bootleg your Hidden Colors DVD, everybody.
Shit,
I'm coming to take over your show, everybody.
Crispy, I heard you got jumped. Crispy, what happened?
Hey, I got knocked out, everybody, and I'm gonna find the fools, everybody.
That's
horrible. I'm gonna bootleg your 1804 DVD, everybody. And you ain't gonna take none from me, everybody.
All right, Crispy Jr., all right.
Everybody.
This nigga stupid.
He got it.
I know, hilarious. Wait, what's what? The kids love that fucking Crispy shit, man. Little bitty kids be loving that shit.
It is funny.
If people come up to me, kids be like, "Hey, hi everybody." I'm like, damn, you don't need to be listening to that shit. Why are your parents letting you listen to
Tell
that?
Your
vulgar?
Mom and daddy.
That's way too vulgar for you to be listening to.
He be saying some funny
man,
stuff.
Man, what's up? Who's calling? Yo. All right, we'll get y'all in a minute. Layla, what else is happening out here, beloved?
Okay, do y'all want to hear about Blac Chyna and Rob real quick?
What's
y'all
going on with them?
I'm sick of them. But,
yeah, because I got something on the other one.
Oh, Lord. No, this is just a little story about their, you know, rich people problems.
Yeah.
he gave back, she gave back everything, all her cars, anything that Rob ever bought her as far as cars and stuff, gave it all back to Rob.
Yeah.
Now, she wants her Range Rover back that she bought Rob. So now they're fighting over that. But really, at the end of the day, they're all leases. Did you know that?
Right, yeah.
They're
right.
All leases. So technically, I guess through the courts, they're trying to say it was really not yours, not his, da 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 da. So, you know, they're just fighting over stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like cars and Range Rovers.
Yeah, you
like,
heard she hopped in the car, tried to take off. After they hear it.
No, damn, really?
Because they both valeted, but she left first.
Yeah.
And she once he they brought his car first, and she hopped in, tried to take off, and her lawyer was like, "That's not a good idea. Let's not do that."
Damn.
So her lawyer gave her some good advice for a change, but
yeah.
Like, why are you that pressed?
And I saw some pictures, a video of her tongue in some dude. Who is that dude?
He looks kind of.
Yeah, he is.
He looks a little moist.
A little moist.
I forget his name, but.
Is that her dude?
Michi.
That's not her dude. Michi.
Yeah, that's. Well, here's the thing.
She got a few, man.
No, that's supposed to be her dude for now, whatever. But everybody say he's gay.
But he's a gay dude. It's obvious.
My nigga looks real moist.
He looks gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all remember Ferrari, the original dude all of this started with.
Yeah. Down now.
This man, do you guys know Megan from, she was on Basketball Wives. So she is dating. Yeah. Oh.
Go ahead, sweetie.
She dated a dude.
Hold on, brother.
She's dating some dude, and Ferrari ended up in his room, in his house, on his couch, taking pictures. They were not there. They are out of town, like shooting something, and this dude is in her crib. So apparently he dating the dude's sister, to come to find out. But it was like weird as fuck, cause she's like online, like, why are you in my house? Like on his picture, like, what the fuck?
We not even there. That's weird ass bullshit going
Ferrari
on.
Ferrari is weird as fuck.
Man.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
Thirsty.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Louis S. Black. What's up, Tyreek? What's up, Layla? What's up, Bree? What's up, lady?
Hey, Louis.
What's on your mind, Louis?
Hey, what I want to, I always come with the good topics. What I want to talk about today is cuffing season.
Yes.
What I've noticed is I've got a few stragglers from last cuffing season that just fucked up, got with other dudes, dropped the ball. And now here it is, the last week of August, and ironically, they back following me on the gram. They back calling me. Hell, took one of them out Saturday night. So now that you've actually got ladies with you, I wanted to see if you could speak on a few things about cuffing season in 2017, because I noticed that ever since you've been doing Mac lessons, you've always hit us with that ism about cuffing season around this time of the year.
Yes, thank you for the call, brother. So, yeah, ladies.
No problem.
Summertime is basically over. It's coming to an end. You know, summertime is when you get to, you know, plop them titties out and, you know, run the streets, run the beach,
go on
vacation. This one right here got luggage in the damn other room right now. You dig? So she's fresh off a plane from turning
up.
I
sure am.
Yes, indeed. So for cuffing season, for tone down season, do y'all have a kind of a side nigga or seasonal nigga that you can kind of, you know, a seasonal nigga to kind of turn to when summertime is dying down?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Hey. I definitely had one in Chicago.
Okay. Yo. So, when you were in Chicago, did you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the wintertime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guys get all like lovey-dovey around the wintertime. They be on their little player shit, like you said, in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, winter come around, they start getting all sentimental and shit.
Y'all be doing that, too? Y'all get sentimental and lovey-dovey?
I'm just like that anyway.
I'm like, in Chicago, it's everything to do with the weather and being and having fucking cabin fever and always in the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you want that warmth and that coziness. You don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's a, it's... It, rampant in Chicago. Cuffing season is in effect.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Get it early.
Let me see. Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
What else is happening? Let's see. Let's see what we can talk about. Oh, Mystical.
Oh, damn. No. Yeah, y'all hear about Mystical? Yeah, I heard about let me tell him. Mystical, they caught Mystical on another damn rape case.
It's crazy.
They arrested Mystical for a rape from last year. It was a rape from last October, and they said there was some accomplices and some other women involved, and his bail is like $2 million.
No, but he got off, right?
No, this is something new. One. This is new.
I know. The new one, he got off, right?
No.
I thought I read somewhere that they was like, it didn't, the case didn't even go.
Well, no, it was something about the accomplice girl. She was telling the police that the girl who said he raped her was lying. So now they're looking for her to question her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because they said the one of the accomplices threatened the victim.
It's
some real crazy shit.
I wouldn't put rape past his aggressive ass. Do y'all remember back in the day?
Them rap.
Shake your ass. But watch yourself.
I used to think he was fine, dude.
Yeah. I liked his music.
He did 6 years for, like, you know, way back in the day. But this sounds crazy. But how do you get $2 million rape? Fucking, was it a white chick? I'm like, right. Some shit like that. When they throw all these crazy, hell, Suge Knight bail is like $2 million. Like, <shit. laughs>
he is for murder.
For murder. They get us with all types of crazy ass fucking charges, man.
Yeah, it must have been, because that's crazy. But he already was in jail for that, though.
Yeah, so, but that's probably why they're like, they're just trying to. It just sounds real weird. They're like, since he was already in it, we can easily pin another one on him.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Yeah,
what happened to Double Jeopardy?
Man, but no, this is a different case.
Oh, yeah, two different cases. Yeah,
two different people. So that's crazy. Wow. Well, hopefully, you know, they worked that out, and hopefully he didn't do no nefarious bullshit. But what's up? Who's on the phone?
So what's going on? This is Prince out of Atlanta. What's going on, King Flex?
How you doing, Prince out of Atlanta, bro? Bree just left Atlanta.
I did. What's up, Prince?
Oh, okay. I got a good question.
Go ahead, sir.
I ain't trying to open up old wounds. I was looking online, and I see that, you know, Layla, and what's good, ladies? I see Layla and Bree. You know, they definitely got, you know, modeling potential, and they, you know, is a good look. And I remember Sarah used to always have to pitch the modeling thing. And I was kind of wondering, and I understood it, you know, when she said she was talking about how she was fired, but she didn't understand the exposure you gave her, along with your fan base,
right,
was opportunity to grow and excel.
Right.
I was wondering why Bria and Layla never, you know, jumped on that opportunity, or is it just not their passion, they don't wish to? Because they got, that to me, if you want to base it on looks, they look. They got it. They in.
Yeah.
So I just was kind of wondering that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand. This show is basically, this is a newer show, and Bree just got here. How long you been here, Bree?
Two months.
Yeah. So you know,
right.
They're building the brand now. That's what they're doing.
Oh, we jumping on it.
They're jumping on that brand. They're building that brand now. So you know. And they're doing it.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people are knowing who they are.
I just
are.
Think they're doing it in a more classy way.
Of course.
You know, so I'm going to hop off. I want to take time. Thank you, Flex, man. You taught me a lot, man. I'm still going from the survival scroll. The ladies is classy. They beautiful. They fine. Yo, God bless all of y'all, man.
Much respect, brother.
Thank you. Yes, so sweet and positive.
Yes, indeed. Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Oh, Lord.
Mr. Matthew Knowles.
Oh, what did Matthew do?
First of all.
Is that, baby? That one too.
Yeah, let's touch on that.
What did Matthew
Beyonce
do this
and Solange's
time?
Little sister is freaking gorge. Mm-hmm. Somebody posted her, like, first day of school pics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
But here's the thing. Matthew Knowles is, like, fucking pawning his car.
Really?
It's, like, the third time he's done it.
Poor guy.
Really? He's pawning his car?
He's pawning his car for like 10 bands.
I didn't even know you could pawn a car.
It's kind of like a title loan.
Oh, a title loan. Okay.
But why the hell your daughter and your son-in-law are billionaires? Like, together? Are they billionaires yet?
Yeah, together.
I mean,
title.
Like, $90 million on their new house.
So does that speak volumes about Beyonce and Jay-Z? Because, like, you got all of this fucking money, all of this disposable income, and your dad is pawning his car. I wonder if somebody is lying on him. Like,
I hope. They might be lying. They might be lying. But even if they're not, we got to understand there's some people in the family that you might just have to cut off.
Yeah, you might keep telling them.
You might have to just, certain people, you kind of have to let them live.
At Oprah status, you're going to tell your family member, like, her dad, he is the reason she is Beyonce.
I understand that. But the thing is, you don't want to keep giving this nigga money so he can give all these damn side broads he got.
True.
With all these babies popping up all over the place. You ain't trying to damn fund the hood through your damn dad.
You supposed to hand that money over and pray he do what he's supposed to do with it.
And let it go.
What if she did that like 10 times?
Yeah, what if she? I think she's done that. Yeah. And this nigga got side babies. He's 80 years old. fucking little 29-year-old broads named Tarquisha and got these babies popping up. And Beyonce's like, look, I ain't about to pay your child support. Pawn that fucking Bentley I bought your ass.
I feel for Matthew. I just don't know. I'm a big family person. I'm not as big as I would like to be. I'm not as, you know, because I've always lived away from home. I lived over here, over there, over there. So it's always been like a long distance thing, but I still love my family.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, that is not somebody I couldn't cut That's my dad off after he made me Beyonce.
Now, if you, let's say you got your paper up and you had a relative who just kept fucking up the money and you're the personal ATM.
Well, I know people that's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter's like that, so shit. I'm her fucking ATM.
Just every well, you're supposed to be.
Yeah, you're
my
her
God.
Dad.
But the thing is, there's certain I'll be like, get the fuck out my face. Damn. You're going to have a get the fuck out my face moment sooner or later.
Right? This the older one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
I mean, yeah, of I'm course telling a moment.
Sooner or later, you're going to have a get the fuck out my face moment.
Like, you're going to let your daughter live on the streets.
I'm not going to do that.
You know, you're going to let her keep pawning her damn car. No. Like.
Oh, sometimes you gotta let a motherfucker teach him a lesson. Beyonce's probably teaching Matthew a lesson because he's probably come to her over and over again. If the story is true,
that's unfortunate. But,
like Oprah,
and then
yeah,
Tina
like
moved
Oprah's
on.
Family. Yeah, Tina, she bounced.
She
yeah.
got her new man.
Got her
she
new
fine.
Fucking skates yeah. on.
Tina,
and was like,
Tina be somewhere
fine.
In Italy.
Hardest right.
Boy, she be living.
In Paris, yeah.
That woman is living the fucking life, man.
Yeah, Beyonce giving her money for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel sorry for Matthew.
I just with Matthew, you know, he went through a delayed player stage. He got older. His family became successful. So this nigga fucked all the hood rats that he couldn't fuck when he was younger.
God. Yeah, that's true.
You dig? And that's a bad look. He's too old to be fucking with these hood broads like that. Having these little babies popping all over the place, man. It's a real corny look for him. And I know Beyonce don't want every 5 minutes some random person calling up, hey, I'm your sister.
Right.
I sang Beyonce. You know, you people running around, I'm Beyonce's sister, selling stories to TMZ, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Beyonce is like, come on, dad. You know, the little hood rat bras trying to come up off your name. You know, they up at the title headquarters like, I need some free downloads.
That's unfortunate.
You dig? So you know how niggas try to milk shit.
Yeah, I do. I definitely know some people dealing with that right now, literally.
They would
man.
Do that.
Have you had you've never had a relative that you had to say, hey, man.
I've had a friend, a really, really good friend.
But no, friends and relatives are different. Yes. Fuck a friend. I can cut a friend off. I'm talking about a relative, your blood, somebody in your family who just kept fucking up, and you had to say, I'm cool.
Yeah, I have.
Hey, which but
still, like, you cut them off for a moment and then, you know, you revisit the situation and be like, you know, revisit the whole thing. And I might fall back into the trap. I ain't even gonna lie, I'd have fell back into the trap a time or two. But yeah, right now her ass is off. She's cut off.
Damn.
And I can't take it.
What would be the final straw for you to cut somebody off? Let's say, for example, if you were in a relationship with a dude and your cousin fuck your dude. Damn, Bree got quiet in there. Did I open a wound? What happened?
That really happened?
Did that happen, Bree?
That has happened to me several times. It wasn't a family member.
Wow. Oh, damn. Okay.
It's a really, really good friend.
Oh, damn.
It happened to me several times, and I did cut their ass off.
Oh, damn.
But eventually, it was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes is going to do what they... The only thing with me, with women, is it's the principle. Like, you have the option to say no. You have the option to bag the fuck up. So, as the woman, yeah, I'm going to be mad at you. This dude, he going to do whatever the fuck he want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I have cut people off, definitely. But then I get back to it because I'm not we don't hold grudges.
Mm-mm.
It's hard for us to hold grudges.
Yeah.
As Sagittarius women,
really
it's hard. So it'd be
like
I don't like no bad blood with people. Yeah. You know, everything needs to be copacetic. Yeah. So
nigga, I'm a Cancer. We hold grudges.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God.
Nigga, I don't fuck with niggas that didn't cross me from 1989.
Yo, petty ass.
I'm petty as fuck.
Y'all
Cancers
so petty.
Are the pettiest sign. Ever.
Nigga.
They don't forget.
We don't forget
my
shit.
My baby daddy will bring up some ocean. Remember that time you was in the kitchen and I asked you to bring me some water and you said, get it yourself. I'm like, nigga, like, what? Like,
my Cancer cousin
anything.
Be like, where them $2 at?
Bitch. Like, he is such a, we do not, I don't mix with Cancers. I do not mix.
Man.
Bad mix.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Tequan.
Tequan, where you calling from, brother?
North Carolina, man. You already know
it. There you go. What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, yeah. You know I got to say what up to my babies. You know, I thought about them all week last week. He had a show last week.
This nigga's rubbing
shea butter. I was going through. I had a stressed out week.
I don't want to hear about your sexual fantasies, nigga. That nigga rubbing shea butter on his thighs while he's talking.
I said, God damn it. This time next year when I get my taxes, I'm going to take both of them out to eat. Take him out to eat. And then I'm gonna get him some. So I'm gonna get him some Mac makeup from Dollar General. Mac makeup for Dollar General. Look, I got a question though. I did. It feels good to hit my babe. You know what I'm saying? I had a stressed out week.
Go ahead,
but
nigga.
You know, this Charlottesville situation really threw me off because I really wasn't taking it too serious. It's still like, I think Saturday night I was out eating and I looked up and it was weird because, you know, the place I was eating at, they had Fox News on. So I already knew what that was. But it was a whole bunch of white people eating and all the white people looking at the TV at that one video of a car smashing into the white girl or whatever, the crowd. And I was like, you know, this is some real serious stuff. You know, I didn't really look at the whole thing until that can't happen. It just seems like real outdated when D.L. Hughley, Steve Harvey, you know, all of these black Tom Joyner, all these black morning show hosts talk about Trump this, Trump that. I just really think that sitting the black conversation universal be how to protect ourselves, how to go about strategic ways to attack this war that we in, how to get through the war. And also, what is the role the black church should be playing? I know it's a lot of black preachers that are cooning and talking about Trump this, but Trump that. But if you can't elaborate, I'm going to go and hang up on what the black church should be doing.
No doubt.
During this time. But okay. Thanks.
Thank you, bro. Right. Thanks for the call, brother. Yeah, man, I feel you, brother. We need to stop, you know, trying to figure out ways to get the races to not be racist. We kind of have this thing where we want to show them our humanity. Fuck all that. We need to be in a situation where we're trying to protect ourselves so that no matter what they feel, what they think, they're not going to harm us or our families. We need to start thinking along those lines instead of this tap dancing kumbaya, just defeat them with love and let's sing and march together. Fuck all that. We need to start thinking of protection mechanisms, and we need to have churches talk this kind of talk too. We got a lot of buck dancing going on in these churches, but I can do a whole different show about that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're about to go in a minute. Before we go, what else is happening in the streets, Layla?
What else happening?
Because I see you twiddling on that damn phone over there.
Well, you know, I'm gonna go leave with something positive. It's kind of positive because I kind of wanted to be my husband one day, but he's dating Common. Ooh. Common, fine. Do you think he's fine?
Hell yeah.
My God.
Common can get it
he's
everywhere.
He's dating the CNN Black Lives Matter commentator. Her name is Angela Rye. You know what
I'm talking
about?
He's dating her?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought Angela Rye was a stud.
Really?
For some reason, I thought, and she's cute, and I'm not trying to shit on Angela Rye.
She's very cute. Her body's bomb, too.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought she was a stud. I don't know why I thought that.
Really? Maybe why? Because she has, like, a hard demeanor.
Kind of a hard demeanor. And
let me see her look.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad picture. Let me find a better picture. That's a bad picture of her, but.
Are they dating for real, or is just like, they took a picture together? Because you know how niggas are.
He got a red cup in his hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, they look like they get into the car, and it looks kind of suspect.
Okay, they kind of hugged up. Yeah.
They going somewhere. They going somewhere.
Yeah, look on that nigga eye like he just smashed. You dig? But yeah, that would be cool. You know, he's a conscious brother to a certain degree. And, you know, she's a conscious woman.
Yeah.
You dig? And
a cute couple.
Yeah, she's cute. She's cute. But I could have swore that
put
woman.
The girl out there as a stud.
Yeah, she's not a stud. I thought she was a stud. She's
allegedly.
No, she's not. Joking. She's not. You know, because you never know. You never know. Remember we had auditions and we had a stud.
We did.
We did. And we didn't know.
I didn't know. Did you know she was a stud when you seen her?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I didn't know either.
When she started talking, I'm like, ooh.
Because I was talking to her outside when we were sitting outside.
When
she started talking and she was all sensual and shit, draw you in with her eyes. I'm like, wait a minute.
When she saw them damn titties, she got real tight. talkative. Like,
she
hey,
was,
what's your
she
name?
Was hella sexy though.
No, she was sexy
pretty.
As bro.
Pretty,
pretty as shit.
Yeah,
beautiful chick.
Yeah, she had nice lips.
Yeah.
We was checking you out.
Yeah. We was checking you out, girl. I like that.
Yeah, because you know how these girls are over here.
Oh, please.
They'll test you
but
out.
But you know, I can. I please. No, you.
What
know
you mean? Please, you ain't ever had no fiddling with no girl.
No.
Really? Really, Layla?
I had a girl that liked me.
Okay.
And you know what's funny?
You ain't never in college, whatever. Just you and a girl chilling and y'all just sitting around and y'all tickle them coochies or whatever.
No, we're not.
Oh my God.
Tickling coochies for fun over here.
Tickling coochies. Oh my
God.
Could
you imagine? Come on, Bree. Let's. We're bored. Like, hell no.
Oh, I have.
Nah, bro, I know you have. Somebody, one woman didn't grab them damn titties. I know somebody has. Shit.
Yeah. No, I know this one girl did like me, though, but I was her. Like, I was really, really close with her when I lived in Atlanta, and my dude kept telling me, yo, that girl like you, right?
Yeah.
And then come to find out when we stopped being friends, I knew somebody that said that they walked in on her and his girlfriend and she was doing something to his girlfriend. So come to find out she was liking girls, but the dude kept telling me she liked me and it never
clicked.
Yeah, never clicked. I was like, damn,
Layla,
really
don't
be
nothing. Layla don't be getting no clues. Layla do be clueless. Like, my friend want to go ride a motorcycle.
No, yeah, they always
she just wants to give me a massage.
Yes. Extra super friendly. And then it'd be like, come to find out, like, she really liked me.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, you get an attitude when she see you with a dude.
Or, when she see me with another girl. Yeah. We like, you mad. Like, what the hell you mad for?
I'm telling you, yes. Didn't even recognize it.
Man, let me get one last call.
Did y'all see,
hold on. What's up, who's calling? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's up, brother? Who's this? Okay, brother. Thank you for the call.
What's up? It's Chris.
Oh, shit, brother. It's taking too long. What happened, Bree? Do we see
one? No, I was asking, did you y'all see Game of Thrones? You watch
Game of Thrones?
I don't watch Game
of
Thrones.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes, yes.
No. You don't watch it either?
Oh, my God. Y'all are so fucking weak.
Dude. I tried to watch the first season and that shit bored the living shit out of me.
I tried. It was like, oh my God. And then I did horses and shit. I was like, no, I can't.
Dude.
I couldn't do it. Tariq, I tried.
That shit's so lit now. Granted, okay, I'm not going to lie. Like, it is slow. It took 7 seasons for it to get to this point.
Okay.
But that shit's so lit right now. Okay. And if you started watching it, you would be a little confused. So I'm kind of mad that we can't have this conversation because I'm hella lit about it.
People were saying it was lit and I'm like, I wish I could jump on it, but
dude,
I couldn't do it.
I was literally falling asleep during the first season. I couldn't do it, man. I was talking about damn
so
I tried because I wanted to be in the whole little
loop,
thing.
Yeah.
I was like,
so power.
Power
yes.
Shit. Now. Power shit.
Did y'all see?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
They kill Empty Face.
Yes. Empty Face. Why she gotta be? Poor baby. That little
That's what
nick-
everybody, I thought that was her nickname.
Empty
Face. Everybody called her Empty Face.
That was new to me.
Dude, but like, seriously, Tariq Lou.
That little nigga.
I was screaming.
Oh!
I was screaming.
You want to choke that little bastard. He done fucked up.
He done killed.
I don't want to get too many spoilers,
oh,
but this nigga done
y'all,
fucked
if y'all
up.
Didn't
oh, no,
see
ain't
it,
no
somebody
spoiler.
Died.
They, right.
Y'all should have seen it, damn it.
This
little
nigga.
Little sister died.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga. They shot her.
That nigga, Tariq, is the little... This little bitch ass nigga he's trying to be a rebel and he ain't got no street in him and he's scary and bitch made and he's dumb and the next episode is gonna be a motherfucker.
That's gonna be the finale.
That's the finale.
But you know what? 50 Cent was smart as hell because he just set that up for like 2 more seasons because now Ghost is finna turn into another person.
Yeah.
Tasha gotta quit fucking this dude because
she thought she was getting divorced. I said, now they're not gonna get
divorced
because their child died. That can't happen.
They didn't fuck the whole game up.
Yeah.
But 50 know what he doing. Shout out to 50
man,
for being
that's
the man at this
so
yeah.
good. Like, oh my God, that's my
I
favorite
I want to work
show.
With him.
I was like,
yeah, the writing on this show is so
it's
good.
Crazy.
And it looked like Ghost was about to kind of low-key get back with
he
D'Angelo.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that.
You saw that. They were kind of flirting with each other again. So all that is going
to
go
it wasn't her. It was him. He can't let that ass go.
Yeah.
He can't.
What about Lorenz Tate and how's he aging backwards?
First of all, Lorenz Tate is fine as shit.
Yeah, he finer.
Lorenz.
He looks young.
From Girls
that
Trip.
Yeah, that nigga don't change. Don't age at all.
He does
man.
Not age.
How he get
what in
again?
The world?
Like,
he looks so young, like for real.
Yeah.
Damn.
But he's married, though. I wish he wasn't married.
Oh,
he's married.
He
married, girl.
In Power, he's about to be on some gangster shit.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah.
He in the drug game.
Yeah. That's going to be a real fight.
That caught me on guard. But
yeah.
Mind you, the white man was trying to warn him.
Yeah.
He was trying to warn him on some old slick white man shit, but he was, and I'm like, damn, that's
and
messed
I can't
up.
Wait to somebody gonna man, have to shoot Dre. Somebody gotta kill Dre.
He's so annoying.
Oh, that Dre nigga. They gotta kill
him. Because
he think
he on the come up. Like, yeah, he does. He feel like he bossing up, like, sit your young ass down.
Shoot Tommy that, gonna, yeah, they gonna clock that nigga in the next episode.
I don't get Tariq, though. How he could be a big drug dealer's kids with no damn street sense.
Man,
it's weird.
Man,
they just can't shelter.
Because they tried to take him out. They tried to shelter him from that.
Can't overshelter.
You dig? But man, you guys got to watch Power, the greatest show on television right now.
We just told him the whole show.
I know.
Sorry, I know.
Y'all
ain't
gave
seen
up
it.
We done gave all the damn spoilers.
Tuesday, you should have been watched it by now.
You did. Anyway, let's get up out of here. Layla, where can people find you, beloved?
Miss Layla Lopez. So that's MSLAILALOPEZ. And that's it. Oh, you guys.
Yes.
You got to come with me this weekend.
Where are we coming?
You, your wife.
Where are we going?
You got to get a babysitter.
Where are we going?
Bree, we're going to the biggest fight party in L.A.
Oh, yeah, the fight. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, dang. Oh, you going?
I'm going to the fight. I'm going to the fight.
You go. Tariq.
Wait. This is supposed to be a deal.
Look, my people, Floyd's people didn't even give me a ticket. I had to buy my ticket because Floyd put out something on Twitter, on Instagram, like, hey, everybody's, all my friends stop calling me.
Did you see how much the tickets cost, though? It was some tickets on there for $220,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't get
it. Who the fuck?
That's like right on the ring.
All rich people, yeah.
So shout out all my, the money team people. I got my own ticket, so they're all on trip. You dig?
How much you pay?
Like $1,700. Yeah. I pay $1,700. I'm in the fucking back.
Tariq is balling out of control, you guys.
$1,700?
Yeah. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
We finna go do some strange.
Why are we about to go up there? We gonna go up there, Tariq.
We with him.
we were like this.
No, but wait. Did y'all see the white boy that made the passes, the laminates? He made some from somebody posted a laminate, a VIP of a fight, and he made that motherfucker and got.
Oh, damn!
But
you
just, what did you say? He was a white dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
okay,
how I got
that's
the,
why.
That, yeah, that whiteness got him through.
Shit. Shit. We could go. We could get. No, let me stop.
Find a white man to get y'all through.
Where was him?
It ain't that serious. I'll watch that shit on TV.
Man.
No, you're going to go with me to the fight party.
Okay. Where's the fight party going to be?
It's at Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. No, this is a big manager party. It's going to have it on projector. If anybody else wants to roll with me and Bree, go to my Instagram. Click on the link.
Y'all want to roll with them?
Anybody?
Click on the link.
Yeah,
but no, because
you have a filter.
If you click on the link, then we pick and choose who we want to.
Oh,
come.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Yes. So if you go to my Instagram, you see it. Yes, you're gonna go.
We're gonna have fun though.
Open bar, people.
Oh shit, y'all
it's going down.
Me.
It's going down.
Bree, where can we find you on the social medias?
You guys can find me at Chloe B Her, ChloeBHER, Twitter, Instagram, Snap, all of that good stuff.
Yes, indeed. And y'all find me on Tariq Elite on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Also, my producers out there, I got this thing called FL Studios. I need somebody, if y'all know how to work that shit and give me some beginner's tutorials on how to work FL Studios, y'all email me at info@tariqelite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, what y'all doing this weekend? What y'all, besides the thing?
Besides the fight party?
Yeah, what y'all doing?
I'm staying my ass in the house. No, I'm just, that's pretty much it. I'm not doing much. Just
what you doing, Bree?
I might be in the house too. I ain't doing nothing but working out. I'm telling y'all, I'm on my grind. I'm working out every day. Hold me accountable. If you don't see me working out on Instagram, write me and tell me get your fat ass up. No, but like for real though, I got to stay out of the heat. I can't take it. Yeah, I've been in Chicago being spoiled by this 75 and 80 degree weather. I'm not liking this 99 right now. But I am rocking Dr. Jackson 360, y'all. He had Instagram.
I like your hair.
I got your outfit on the way from Unforgiving.
I'm also rocking
Unforgiving.
Yes,
y'all, we gotta support the black businesses.
Black folks.
Shout out somebody brought some DVDs.
Yes. That's dope.
The workout guy, workout guru in Chicago.
Yes. All right, y'all, let's get up out of here. I'm gonna holler at you guys.